Hey, welcome back to the podcast. It's me, Jason. I'm here with Adrian. I'm here with Mandy. And today we talk about trans race and transgender. What the hell is going on? Adrian?
Within the last month, we have seen a hashtag trend for a particular person named Ollie London. Ollie London, whose gender identity is absolutely valid. They could be a they all they want.
All they want.
But who also self-identifies as Korean.
No. Kor/Rian.
I'm not justifying this.
A white person.
From the UK.
And when we talk about trans race, another pop culture name comes up that we can't ignore. The one who really
started it all.
Stuck it to the NAACP.
Trans race on the board, a Rachel Dolezal.
I'm going to take my whiteness and show you how black I am.
And I know, since she has changed her name, and that this is the liberal equivalent of dead naming someone, but for sake of not butchering the Nigerian name and also giving her the same respect that I feel to her, she will be referred to as Rachel Dolezal.
And when we...
culture appropriation.
When we talk about Rachel Dolezal, in the little parts that we do, because this isn't about her, we're not discrediting or saying she's lied about her upbringing or what she's been through, gone through, especially when she was younger. It's just when she started presenting herself as a person of color. That's what we're describing.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
When we enter a conversation like this, there are nuances because, like gender, race is absolutely a social construct, but so is money.
Yes.
And that doesn't make it more or less important right now. There is context that applies.
Right.
If later on in the future, I look back at this conversation and think, man, that was super fucked up of me to talk about transracial people in the way that I have, I will admit my fault then. Until now, I'm angry. Until then, I'm angry.
I don't know. If it gets that
way... If we get to that point...
White people have just appropriated every other culture and turned into every other... We've got a white person that's now black. We've got a white person that's now Hispanic. We've got a white person who's now Asian. I mean...
when is it going to end?
Jesus.
Okay, so
You never see the other way.
Exactly.
You never see a black person appropriation of a white culture.
That's called passing privilege, and it's to avoid systems of oppression.
Right. But, so there is a thing called transracial. Do you think we should start there? And so we can explain what we mean by transracial and the what Rachel's doing versus what there actually is.
Yeah, so transracial is originally an academic term for when a child of one ethnicity is adopted by an ethnicity that's different than theirs. It's for kids that were denied the ability to know their birth culture. For example, Dolezal's siblings, that was shade that I put in my notes, I'm sorry. These kids are often torn between two identities, never knowing their birth background.
Right, because they even said that they were raised as white kids.
Yeah.
Brought and adopted by white parents, white people, and then culturally appropriated into the white culture.
And it can be people of color adopting a white baby as well. I mean, it goes both ways. I've seen where people of color have adopted white babies. So, I mean, it goes every which way they go.
It's
not that we're throwing shade at...
I think that the point is that she...
Did not, white,
with white parents.
Yes.
And was never adopted by anybody else. Mm-hmm. but had these black children adopted by their parents and decided that she was now black.
But forget her. I don't want to have a conversation
about
her.
But that's not what this is about. This is about all the other bits and nuances.
Transracial
stuff
is a real word, and it is actually very traumatic for people that are going through it.
Right. They feel lost.
Yeah.
They feel. I'm sure they feel lost. They don't know where they come from. So that's absolutely not what we're talking about here.
Now, I will not be referring to anyone that thinks they can change their race as transracial. I'm going to be using trans race specifically. It stops at race because the word transracial is already being used for something that is important.
That is right. That does exist.
Yeah. That people go through and have to go to therapy and try to deal with these things as they come out and get into the real world past the childhood and learn of all the things that they missed out on. But that's like me being an Air Force brat and living in a bunch of different countries and then me just deciding, hey, I lived in the Philippines for 3 years. I am now Filipino.
There was another person whose name was not that relevant to me. That is actually evidently pop culture news that they are transracial because they
trans race.
It's already internalized. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
That is trans race because they enjoy Filipino music and food. Because that's all you have to do to be part of a culture.
Was this a white person?
Yes.
So it's always white people.
Let's get one thing straight. You can have an appreciation of different cultures. And I think that liking things from different cultures and using them or dressing, hairstyles, use all that stuff, you can do and have and use and wear. As long as you know where it comes from and you give the credit to where it comes from and not make it your own. That's different.
Right. Celebrate their culture.
Right.
Love, enjoy, push them up, raise them up, all of those things.
Right.
But don't...
Don't say it's yours.
Say that you are now them because you're not.
You're that ethnicity.
You are still white. And you still get all the privilege, whether you think there is or not, you still get all the privilege. You'll never be pulled over or stopped in a park walking your dog and attacked by a police officer.
And that was another point on the documentary we watched where Rachel went on The Real, I think it was, TV show.
Yeah.
Talk show, and one of the ladies
girls were
there
not messing around.
Said, you know, you can go back to being white. If you get pulled over, even though you identify as trans race, black, if you get pulled over and it's not working out for you, you can go back to being white. You can pull off the hair, you can do this, you can do that. You can go back
to being
white.
It's on the driver's license.
If I get pulled over, I might not even make it to jail. That's the difference. And that's what people that are trying to be trans race need to understand. You can always go back to the race you look like, the race that you know,
right,
that you can hide behind.
Trans race also implies that you can pick and choose what parts of a culture that you
exactly
want to inherit.
Exactly.
Not all of it.
Yeah.
Just the thing that I like. I enjoy Dutch techno music. I am now Dutch.
Which, yeah, that's also to say what things define an entire ethnicity of people.
Yes.
I think that if you don't...
Everything else and all their struggles.
Right, if you can't say I went through that personal struggle that you went through or you are going through, specifically due to race, I don't think you can be trans race. Because you can't just take all the good.
But that is also something that we have to be careful about when discussing things like this, because a lot would say the same about trans women, wouldn't they? You didn't experience growing up in womanhood, so you don't get to be a woman.
They still face a judgment. They still get treated differently. Like, it may not be as bad, you know, as much as a woman gets treated, but they were still.
I mean, it's a false argument.
Picked on and treated. I mean, even in more cases, maybe worse.
Yeah.
So I think there's more credit to that, a trans woman being a trans woman, because I think on some level, mentally and emotionally, and a lot of times abusively, yeah, I think they probably could say they went through it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a false argument, obviously.
Yeah.
But you're talking about quote unquote genders.
Right.
You're not talking about a culture and everything that culture has been through.
You can't inherit a gender, but you can inherit a race.
Right.
So, racial inequality is intergenerational.
Right.
While gender inequality is not, sexism might be passed down, but that's not the same as socioeconomic situations that people of color inherit. Both trans women and cis women suffer because of the patriarchy, because femininity is seen as inferior.
Exactly.
Right. And that goes with men that aren't trans, that
are feminine.
You look at cis men, but if they're feminine in actions or anything like that,
they're still judged.
They're looked at down upon because they're not eating wood and breaking baseball bats mm-hmm. over their heads and grunting and that kind of thing. So
eating wood, huh?
Not in that sense.
Ew.
That's more the other side.
No, but and Adrian's got a lot more good points on this. He really did his research.
I did so much research, and it is because it's a nuanced conversation. I can't, if I say the wrong thing about transracialism, I invalidate myself.
Trans race.
I invalidate myself as existing.
Yeah.
For one reason or the other. And it's dumb that you have to think like that, because there is absolutely a historical difference between race and gender.
I don't see it. And sorry to jump in, because, again, the flip side of that coin, white people trying to be other races, no matter which one they pick, is never the same as those other races trying to be white.
No.
They never get the same anything.
Well, and I think maybe they're, especially with. With women who try to be trans race in other cultures, they use the excuse, well, I'm a woman, so I went through what you went through. No, you're not a black woman. You didn't go through what black women went through. You're not an Asian woman. You don't go through, you haven't been through what Asian women have gone through, or Hispanic or Mexican women have gone through. You can't say just because you're a woman that you've went through these hardships. You may have went through hardships, but you haven't gone through the same type of hardships. Just like with men who want to be trans race as well. You can
right.
Well, I'm a man. I went through this and this and this. Well, it doesn't matter, because you still have your privilege, your whiteness to go back to and fall on.
Well, I mean, imagine trying to appropriate an entire culture of people. Like, that's, I don't know. That's just beyond me. It's stuff like this.
Are you not, in a sense, and fucking take this however you want, are you not, in a sense, just a slave owner fucking black women to dilute their race down? Are you not just doing that, in a
which
sense?
Is what they used to do. That's why,
well, right,
doing.
Isn't that what trans race is just doing? They're just whitening the other races.
Oof. I don't know.
Because you still bring all of your white culture and all of that stuff into it, whether you think you do or not. Deep down internally, there's still a bias. You're still white, and you still have privilege, and you still have this, and you still have that. And just because you call yourself Korean or whatever, you're still bringing that whiteness into that race and doing all that stuff down.
Oh, right, yeah. Right? It's not the same lived experience.
You're just spreading your whiteness all over the place, so, like you do in towns.
Why do we think that people like Rachel Dolezal and Ollie London make headline news while any person of color that is quote-unquote transitioning into another race is either mocked or ignored?
Well, I mean, look at, there's people of color who try to bleach their skin, and when they do that, they are absolutely mocked.
But isn't that also a form of self-hatred at that point?
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
They're not bleaching their skin because they feel like they're white.
Most of them do it as a way to escape the shit that they have gone through and their race has gone through. So they're trying to find that out.
You can tell me whatever you want about Michael Jackson. He bleached his skin to fit in with the white community. He did not bleach his skin because of maybe scars whenever he caught himself on fire doing that video or whatever, but he bleached his skin to try and fit in with the white community. That's what he was trying to do. He was doing so many nose jobs to get a white nose. Like plastic surgery to have a white face. I mean, it really is sad. But
it's interesting when we think of it this way. So people that identify as trans race and are white have a plethora of cultures to choose from, but when I see trans race people of color start to transition to another race, it's almost always white.
Yes.
And that is what boggles my mind the most, and it's horrifying. And I mean,
why does it boggle your mind the most? Look at just the culture we sit in America. It is run by white.
Yeah.
It is laws. Everything is set up for white. And you go back to the abortion things in Texas. Studies show a majority of the people who have abortions are white. Studies show the population shift and whites becoming a minority is happening sooner rather than later. And all of the new laws and all of the new everything is made to help whites keep the majority. So everything everybody else sees is white. Be white in order to get into that power play.
Awful.
Well, because if take the most successful people of color, be it black, Asian, Hispanic, whatever, out of all the races, take your the ones who make the most. Still doesn't even compare to what the white people make.
I mean, the richest people on the planet are white dudes.
Right. And there are some people of color who are absolutely part of the 1%. But they are 1% of that 1%.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a video about this. I wished I had studied it more that showed that even their millionaires are not the 1%.
Right.
The 1% is like when you take Bezos and Musk and the other true
billionaires,
multi-billionaires. There's like four people in the 1%,
mm-hmm.
and the rest are not.
Yeah. So I actually gave myself like a really weird theoretical situation to work with, because if trans women were the only types of transgender individual to exist, that would be weird, wouldn't it? But that's not the case. You have trans men, and you have non-binary individuals of all sorts. That's why when we talk about things like trans race and transgender, the fact that it seems to be only white people appropriating other cultures does strike a nerve with me.
No, you're 100% right. I think they're trying to
make one thing the other thing, and they're reaching and grasping at straws to make it similar, and there's no way you can make it similar.
I don't know. I don't even know if that's, I mean, I can see the point that you made, but even more so, they're using their privilege to try to be whatever they want.
Right. I mean, because if this were any other person of color, it would be people telling them, both the white people and people from their race, that that's messed up. You're not that race.
Well, I mean, okay, so this, I think when we were talking about earlier, my point was, you take biracial people, black and white, when they try to identify as white, because, you know, that's part of their culture, that's part of them, they get told no because your skin's too dark.
Yep.
So you're gonna not even let a biracial person of color who is white too, who is part of the culture, be white, be themselves, but you're gonna let a white ass person be black?
No.
That you'll accept?
So I have quoted here, and we will put all of the sources that I have read through in the description. There is a difference between affirming your gender as a trans person, which doesn't harm anyone else, and choosing to live and appropriate another culture.
Right. You are in that culture. You're taking part of the culture. And especially if you're making money off that culture.
Yeah. So now, people like Dolls Out in London profit off of being
trans. I don't have a problem with a white person being able to do hair for black people. I don't have a problem with that. They're not making a lot of money off that. They're living there, so it is a skill. It's absolutely a skill.
See,
like Rachel, when she was doing, she claims that she can't even afford to pay her rent, but she's doing interviews and she's doing a documentary and she's doing a book deal, and she's making money off of black culture. She has a degree in African culture and arts, but she's not using that and building that up. She is more focused on, but I'm black.
Right, or she's using that, I'm black. She's using, her whiteness is what's getting her those things.
Exactly.
Her whiteness is what got her the president of the NAACP
right.
in Spokane, Washington, as fast as she did.
I mean, it's kind of tragic that this woman literally put on blackface and doesn't think she's racist. Like,
but to go back,
messed up.
But to go back to your point of a white person doing African hairstyles or anything like that, I don't have a problem with that. Push their culture up. Raise it up. Awesome. Yeah. Great. Don't try to be it.
Yeah, the thing with Dalzell is very interesting, because she has honestly done a lot for this community.
Yeah.
But at the same time, because of what has come out, is taken a step back because she couldn't
just be honest about Because
where
now
she
they're
came from.
Now they're finding out about a bunch of the hate threats and all those things were made up. She's hurt other people because
That's
of her
still
lies.
Allegedly.
What's still allegedly?
The hate mail.
Oh, I mean, to have previous members that were presidents of the NAACP in Spokane, Washington, that were black, to receive 1% of the hate mail that one person received, allegedly or not, allegedly, a lot of it was done by Rachel. So,
so what? I didn't watch any of the videos or anything of the person that is Korean, that's claiming to be Korean.
Oh my god.
Because we talk a lot of, yeah, y'all were like, don't bother with it. So I didn't. But, what makes them different? Does anything really? I mean, they're European.
Nothing. So the similarities between the two are striking, and the only difference right now is social versus political as far as motives for doing what they're doing.
Yes.
But the person that thinks that believes they're Korean, they've actually gotten plastic surgery.
They think being Korean is based on looking like a K-pop star.
Looking like a K-pop star. Now, they don't look like a K-pop star. They had eye surgery done. And think back to the old racial way to show Asian eyes, where you just put your fingers up and pull your eyeballs back.
So messed up.
That's how the plastic surgeon did their eyes, and that's not how their eyes are.
Which
basically
is racist.
Their eyes are just very small and heavy lidded. They've got
angles on their eyes.
No, I know, but they're heavy lidded because a lot of the Asian women like use tape and stuff to lift their eyelids up to be able to wear eyeshadow for you to see. So
some no, that yeah. depends on what you're talking about. When you we when look at Koreans. They were very not heavy-lidded. They were very flat through the eyes.
Yeah.
And some don't have the hood, and they have the
creases and whatnot.
So, no, they're heavy-hooded because they still have the hood. It's just it's a lot further down.
Yeah.
So it sits on top of their eye.
So they use tape. Like, oh, there's a lot of women, period, that have heavy lids.
But nonetheless,
it's not a cultural thing.
This person had plastic surgery to make a freaking racist viewpoint of eyes, of Asian eyes.
As far as I am concerned, I think Ollie London came out as non-binary to use trans allegories to try to justify their trans race.
And this, 100%. To be clear, this is just your opinion.
Yes, okay. They could absolutely be non-binary. If they were, it wouldn't surprise me, but I do think they decided to come out as both transgender and trans race at the same time for a reason.
Non-binary.
So there's nothing to gain being transgender. Nothing. Like, special benefits.
Well, and it's actually, you get more
hate
from it.
Hate. Oh, yeah. You get more hate.
So in the case of trans race, do you think it would allow already privileged people to access resources that weren't meant for them?
100%.
Yes.
Because they're all over the news, and you don't see it the other way unless they're being mocked and ridiculed.
Look
at this black person trying to act all white.
Look at Harvard. There are a lot of kids of all races that could get into there. And they would take a white person who scored very low and no academic, you know, achievements or anything over someone of color who has the skills and the knowledge and that, you know, all of that stuff to get into the school. But they're trying to be, you know, what is that, more diverse. And they think by doing that, adding one or two more black people to the school will be more diverse.
So I believe it was Oxford that Stahlzahl was denied access to, and she did try to sue them based on race discrimination at the time.
Rachel?
She was
Howard.
White.
Rachel?
Howard.
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 Yeah.
Howard University.
Because her adopted son tried to, and I don't know if he is there or what, the documentary didn't say, the documentary that we watched on Netflix on her, had her oldest son going, leaving the country to kind of get away from things. But he was wanting to go to Howard University. And when she posted that they went there to look at the school for him, there was a lot of negative comments about him wanting to go there. So her life directly affects her kids at this point, and I think that's one reason you should stop doing it.
Which, and her life also directly affects and has affected the people in Spokane, Washington,
yes,
the black communities, because now they've got to reset all their stuff because it's just a mockery over there.
Right.
Because of this one person's jackassery.
So I hate mentioning their names because they're infamous, honestly. We should not talk about them and let them dip into the background of things. Because the more their name is mentioned, the more a credit they get to stuff like this. I have no words really for any of this. So white to POC identities are cultural appropriation and white supremacy.
I feel that as
hands
well.
Down. Because you can't be a white person and just take someone else's culture.
And then only the best of it.
Right, like you didn't get to inherit any of that cultural trauma.
Right. Well, like it was pointed out in the, again, I'm referring to the documentary, the people there that is part of the
NAACP.
Every time they talked to her, she would talk, you know, it was, all she talked about was hardships. And then it seemed like that she was trying to one up people whenever they would say something. And then it was, well, my kids go through this, I'm at.
I have a hardship because they may have to go through this.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
And every time she was pressed on what her hardships that she faced might be, she didn't have an answer.
No. Now her kids, absolutely.
So.
Do, 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 do.
Just trans race. I don't know.
So you can inherit race. You can't inherit gender. So what makes the argument for or transgender being valid, but trans race not?
So, even people that have lived in a culture for a long time, I still feel they can't just say, yes, I'm this now. Right? Like, if I lived in the Philippines for all of my life, 35 years, 30 years. I can't just, now I'm Filipino.
No.
I need, when I come to America, I need whatever I can get. I know I look white, but I'm Filipino.
Well, I think if you were, again, that goes back to transracial.
Transrace.
No, it goes back to transracial, where you're basically adopted by the culture.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know your own culture because you were raised with their culture. So I don't, it would be, again, you wouldn't know the white culture. Well, you would only know the Filipino.
And
culture.
I don't think the people that we have mentioned would even be a conversation had they actually spent large amounts of time within the cultures they're claiming.
Yes.
Probably one of the most insulting parts of this entire conversation is that neither of them have.
No. Because like in your example, if you just lived over in the Philippines, even if you weren't born in the Philippines, you could say, yes, I'm white, but I know the Philippine culture. I know the Philippine culture. You wouldn't be trying to make money off of it. You wouldn't be. What,
yes, but my point being, when I get a question of what am I, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, I'm not going white and Filipino.
Right. No, you're right. But at the same time, and I made a comment about this whenever Adrian and I first watched it, why do we even have that? If you're trying to get into a world where race is not a thing, because it is just a made-up construct by white people, by white Europeans back in the day, then why not take off the white, black, Hispanic, Mexican, Asian checkboxes on those applications and just put culture?
Right.
Because in white America, if we don't distinguish the race of the individual, you will get back to whatever years you want to think of back in the day, where white men are the only ones being hired, the only ones that are getting raises, the only ones that are making all the money, even more so. Then women and blacks and Hispanics all start to go down because there's no way
to prove,
to say that you are just only hiring white people. I mean, we still have racial problems in this country, so much so that there's still rules and regulations, like say in the NFL, that you must interview X amount of black people for coaching positions.
But that's the problem, isn't it? Is that we have to have rules like that to make sure diversity happens.
Because of what it was in history in the past.
Which is why race is different than gender.
Exactly why it's different than gender.
So the privilege of being trans race lies in the fact that the option, rather or not you do it, the option to say yes or no is still there. You still have, you can choose if you want to identify as white to get you out of this. And that's also what makes trans race not the same as transgender. It is ultimately a choice.
Adrian, what gender do you identify as?
I'm a dude.
Jason, what gender do you identify as?
None.
And I identify as a woman. Those are not choices. Those are just what you are.
Just a little...
Adrian, what race are you?
Fuck.
Jason, what race
are
you?
What are you playing most of the time anyways? You're black.
I'm like a quarter black.
I'm white.
So,
and I'm white.
I only claim
those,
that
the
I'm
skin
black to fuck
our
with
skin
you
tones.
If I'm being honest, because I do have passing privilege, I am not a stranger to that. That is not something you can ignore. But that's at the same time, someone like me, I have passing privilege, but I do have a black legacy behind me that I don't even get to claim because I'm so far removed from it. Mm-hmm. So to not have that legacy at all and have the audacity to claim it is insulting.
I actually think that you should claim it because it is a part of you. It is a part of your heritage. It is part of your culture. It's just as much your culture as someone who is 100% black or 100% white. They're both your cultures.
Is there 100% anything at this point?
No. I mean, at this point, you need Irish American, you need Irish white, you need Spanish, you need Spanish white, you need Spanish white. Look at, I'll just say your son, Jason, because I don't want to say his name. But he has Hispanic culture. And when he goes and he marks for financial aid, he's Hispanic, to be able to get financial aid, white and Hispanic, they're like, more than likely for most people who do that, that is why his application got pulled for financial aid to be looked at, because he checked that. He can't even use his culture be able to get into school, or it was delayed for like 3 months to be able to go to classes because of that. You, if you went in and you marked white and black, you can't even do that because they're like, that's wrong. So for someone who is white to fill out paperwork and put white and black, or who is white and put white and Korean,
right,
is just fucking insane.
Because let's not ignore the fact that some of the races have been put on paperwork to make sure that there is a sort of perverse, unfortunately, forced diversity in systems, which means sometimes when you're checking things other than white, you are getting privilege, not privileges, but reparations to those people of color that they get to have because American white people have done some fucked up shit to people of color.
Right. That's... You get privileges because you're a minority. You do.
I would love to see the day that we are completely colorblind.
Absolutely.
Because we won't need race labels. But I don't think we're going to get there.
I think it'll be a few more generations before we are able to get there. Because you still have the... Okay, so you still have the baby boomers who were influenced by their parents.
Sorry, they all need to die off.
To think and do what they, you know, they do. And then you have the millennial... who's next? Gen X, they're still influenced, not as heavily, they're still influenced by that baby boomer culture because of their parents, and then you have the next generation who is still influenced. It's dying out, but it's still there. So it's going to take at least, I would say, 5 to 10 more generations of it being completely wiped out to be able to start looking at the world and say, you know what, this race thing is just bullshit. Why even do that? If you can do the job, let's hire you.
Right. Do you think it's possible to feel a race?
No.
I feel white all the time.
That's that privilege.
So, Seeley argues that race is really about a relationship, namely a relationship between actual genetic ancestry and the cultural and social signification of that ancestry, which then allows ancestry to mean certain things, hence the role and predictive force of ancestry in my racial identity is not biological at all, but rather social.
Okay, so, but then, yes, so that's like, if you're a child and the area that you grew up in and the people that you interacted with, a la the saying, it takes a village to raise a child, you gain all of these things, but you still have a certain majority thinking or bias or whatever you want to say toward whatever your parents' culture was, because that's the major influence on your life.
It's take you. You're what, 2-3 generations removed from Lithuanian, right?
Yes.
Because your culture, and you absolutely should have every right to learn that culture and be a part of that culture. When you say I'm Lithuanian or whatever, because that's your where you come from. Are you really Lithuanian, though? Because you're not living there, you're not in the culture, and you're not diverse in the culture. You're white American,
right? I'm American.
Exactly.
That's where I was born. Just because I got some dishes, Lithuanian dishes, and some stuff like that from my grandma and grandpa before they passed, that doesn't mean that I'm Lithuanian.
It's
in my background, but it's not something in my culture that I grew up in, that I was part of. And my culture is so diverse. That's why I don't understand this trans race thing. Because I've been in Germany, I've been in France and Greece Philippines,
it's an attention
and everywhere.
Grab from white people, so.
But, yeah, on the nose, right? So, that's like me trying to claim all of those. I am all of those because I lived in all of those and I have experience in all of those. But that's not true. Because my main influence was still my white father.
Right. And same with your Sicilian side.
Right. But same thing with my Sicilian side, right? My Nana, my Papa, and their mom and their dad, which were still alive when I was a kid, and their brothers and sisters who were in Italian mafias and all this other thing, I got to experience a lot of the foods and good eats and stuff like that, but I wasn't living in Sicily, learning Italian and growing up that way. So while, yes, it's part of my background, but it's not me, my culture that I grew up in.
Oh, that's our cat, Mama Cat. That's why we're laughing, not laughing at Jason.
You've heard her in the background, so.
Yes, and just like with my background is in Irish on my dad's side, and we found out recently after my mom did the 23andMe or the ancestry tree, she is also has Irish background as well. Well, I love the culture, and I would love to learn more about the culture and go over there and visit and all that. I as much as I say, yeah, I'm Irish. I'm not Irish. I'm not, like, I'm American. And while I can go over there and, you know, yeah, my family came from here. I didn't come from here. I can experience the culture. But I don't feel right in saying that culture's mine, even though I have, and just like you, or even you with yours, I have a right to that culture and to learn it and be able to claim it as my own, but it just doesn't feel right because I didn't grow up there and do that, experience that.
Yeah.
So I can't just go, hey.
So it's interesting all the research that I've done compares this phenomenon specifically to trans women. Because the comparative argument is you didn't face the same kind of discrimination growing up, which already is in this podcast has been debunked, but nobody talks about trans men.
Because one, this is just my opinions, one, FTM is obsolete because you are a female to male, and female gets shit on, so they're not going to acknowledge it.
Yeah, two, and then unless you're really steroid up and stuff, and you're still kind of femme, then you're looked at as a femme male,
and treated just as bad. Two, because there is a stigma on female trans.
It's true.
There is a huge stigma.
So, because no one, femininity is seen as the inferior anything. It applies to everything. It applies to femininity trying to be masculine. It applies to masculinity trying to be feminine. It applies to anything that is even perceived as slightly feminine. I actually learned a new term today for, oh God, what was it? It was a way to look at male privilege in a different light, because it doesn't necessarily matter if you are born with male genitalia. If you are seen as something that is not the standard US version of masculinity, the patriarchy still affects you.
Yep. That is very true.
Also, gender is something that is personal on an individual level.
Well,
race is not.
They can, and then this is their counteract. Well, race is that to me. They're going to try and say race is personal to me. And okay, but still, it can be
personal to you and also still highly affect the same people you're claiming.
Right.
You don't listen to them.
love their thing, right?
Love their
push it up, raise it as high as you can, talk about it, all those things, but don't appropriate it.
Like, it's interesting to see these things be pushed to an extreme, because it is a very extreme. I mean, transgender has been around for so long, for so long, and trans races.
So to cut you off, I just want to throw this out there. So,
at least you're honest about it.
So we were all created in God's image, right? Which means God was a man and a woman. God is non-binary.
But yes, actually.
In the original Bible, in the original text, before it got started getting translated and wrongly translated.
Before the Bible got white gentrified.
They said that he actually had either a wife or girlfriend. And she got taken out because they did, and they were seen as equals.
Who? Jesus?
Yeah. And yes. Well, what his name was then.
Well, that's who they thought Mary Magdalene was a girlfriend.
No.
Then they turned her into a prostitute.
Actually, this goes back further.
Oh, even before this.
Yeah, this was over in Jerusalem, over in the Middle East. They actually worshipped him and his wife. And then whenever they started whitewashing, she was taken out completely because that matched their what they were going for with the... male,
right.
And took her completely.
The Bible
out.
Is picked and choose specifically for the certain things that they want you to believe.
And,
we just jumped way off there. I'm sorry I did that.
I don't remember what we were talking about.
But, anyways, yeah. Jesus was non-binary. Or, no, God's non-binary.
God is non-binary. That's what I said.
I thought you said Jesus.
No.
God is non-binary. God has actually been referred to in the original text as both male and female pronouns, respectively. Because there is a feminine energy and a masculine energy.
That's what we were talking about. Masculinity in the United States. And how some... trans.
Well, actually, we're talking about trans race and transgender, but okay.
Well, yeah, but before I cut him off and went to my Bible.
Rant. I've never felt a race ever in my entire life.
I've never felt a race either, and I've traveled the world.
No, I just exist.
I know that I have felt white appropriation of other cultures because I can say for a fact I lived in the Philippines for 3 years, did not learn their language at all because they all spoke English. I lived in Germany for 3 years. I didn't learn any German besides some curse words that I specifically asked to learn because they all spoke English. So, I'm just going to throw that out there. So, yes, I have felt the white gentrification of the world in some of the places I've lived outside of the United States.
That's sad. That's sad. Yeah,
it should be learn whatever language of the country you're going to.
So, but the reason that this conversation is important is that trans race does hurt minorities. Transgender does not hurt anyone as far as I have seen. So
not only does it hurt
puts the attention back on white people and white gays.
Not only does it hurt the other races or the race that you're trying to appropriate, but comparing trans race to transgender hurts the transgender cause. It hurts what they're trying to accomplish. They fought hard to get where they are today, and just linking them together, to me, it makes it seem like you don't give a shit.
Well, no.
You're trying to bring it all the way back.
When it comes to the alt-right and comparing trans race to transgender, they also like to do that thing where they like to
compare anything that they don't like to cross species where I identify as a dog. Does that make me a dog? And
oh, that bullshit.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Ricky Gervais. I am a chimpanzee. Ooh, ooh,
Well, am I... I mean... I don't... Okay, so whenever... I've said stuff like that, too. When I say it, it's to bring out the stupidity of it. Because I said, what will they come up with next? Saying I'm a dog so I can go fuck a dog and not get in trouble for fucking a dog.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, but seriously.
Nobody's
I mean,
doing that.
You don't
Joe,
know.
Really?
You don't know.
There are a lot of fucked up animal loving people out
white
there.
White people are making themselves Korean. Sorry, the break in there is because I did a hand slash because that's how they wrote it.
But it is. There's absolutely... There's a whole fucking website or web page or whatever.
Well, no.
page about it.
Other can exist. I acknowledge this. However, that's a podcast for another time.
But I'm just saying, you said, you know, from what you said, it's... That's their reasoning, though. That's their excuse. Well, if you're going to do this, well, I can just claim this. But you're going to get the crazy sickos out there that go do it and be like, no, but I identify as this, so it's okay. That, to me, is what trans race is. It's not as hardcore as that and gross as that,
yes.
But it is just as insane as
yes.
that.
Yes, I see your point. Yeah.
I've learned a lot from this. I'm tired.
You had a hard, long day. I mean, you were over there tapping away.
It's hard having to, sit here and, in my own head, hear all of the vicious alt-right arguments for why transgender is just the same as trans race, and to have to, be on the ready to combat bullshit like that is exhausting.
You don't get to tell me what something is compared to what I am or what I identify or my group, my people. You don't get to tell me that something is just like that.
Because it's not the same.
It's not. And you have no right. You know nothing about it. You have no right to compare the two.
If you actually listen to, transgender voices versus everyone that has talked about trans race, you would know why it's not the same.
Yeah. I mean, stop trying to make trans race a thing. It's never going to be a thing. Just like the pedophiles being part of the LGBTQ thing is not going to be a thing. It'll never be a thing. So stop trying to make it a thing.
What's funny about that is that the map did start as a mass trolling and then people started outing themselves.
Fucking idiots. I swear.
But no, it's fine. Let them have it. That way you know who to stay away from.
Right? They also have this thing where you can go and register for thing, you know, that sort of thing. It's mostly if you've already been convicted of it, but feel free to go and sign up for that too, just so other people can see where you are and
PD.
They cannot let their kids around you. That'd be great.
For fuck's sake.
But that's the thing. It's things like people piggybacking off. It's movements, quote unquote, trying to piggyback off the LGBTQ allegories and discourse. The
right.
I can't choose what I'm attracted to, so I'm attracted to minors. Or the I can't choose how I feel about my race, so I'm black.
I'm gonna go fuck a car.
And it's I. Fuck.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking fuck.
Absolutely, yeah.
If you can't see why one of these things is okay and how the others are not, then... Oh my god.
Oh my god.
There is such a thing as malicious ignorance. There is. And I think when you start comparing pedophiles and trans race to the LGBTQ movement, you are being maliciously ignorant.
Yes.
Oh,
same with race. I mean, if you hide, and I think that's what it is. I think that they try to hide behind another race, and
they think you just start believing it. So you don't think I'm black because you hate black people, which is not the case.
Is that what you said?
The implications are there. I can see it happening. Implications are there.
Right.
And it's the same arguments that have been used against trans folks for all the time. You didn't grow up with XYZ experience, so you don't get to be XYZ when these things are different.
Right. I think there's a difference when it's...
Told you this was a hard, nuanced conversation.
Yeah. Because you don't want to say the wrong thing, really, which I don't think we care, but
that transgender identities are valid. I know that trans race is not a real thing. Do I have the words to tell this to someone who is going to willingly not see the difference? No, I don't.
No, because
and I don't think I should have to.
Even with Rachel, when she went to that, I guess, university and was talking to the group in there, she was confronted by a black woman who said, you know, your hair's great, you look great, everything's, you know,
like, everything about you, except for this one thing.
But you don't get to, you know, she said she earned the right to be a black woman, to call herself a black woman, because she went through the hardships and she went through things. And for Rachel to sit over there and say she was a black woman without having to go through that, and those experiences did not make her a black woman. And she asked, what kind of experiences? And she said, you didn't go through... Adrian, do you remember it better than I do? I can't remember everything she said, but she was basically listing everything she went through, black women go through. And then the woman next to her started saying, you didn't hate yourself for the way you look, how big you are, how small you are, how big your lips were, your color, trying to change your appearance, you know, to fit into the quote unquote American style of beauty. And she just sat there. Like, she heard it, but it didn't sink in.
Yeah, it didn't register.
And so you have people telling you why this doesn't work, and you just sit there, blank stare,
because
not accepting it.
At that point, she was in defensive mode, and it was just deflect and not take responsibility.
And to sit there and say the way she said, like what? Or whatever she said, to say it the way she said, asked
what the struggles were.
Being head of the NAACP,
you would think.
I don't know. I can't. I'm not good with acronyms.
NAACP. It's a little rhyme. It bounces.
No, just keep going at this point. Fuck it.
Stop it. But anyways, being head of that. She should have known.
Yeah, she should know.
She fought for rights for these people, for black people, this community. Is she sitting there saying,
and that's,
like what?
That's something else that makes transgender different from trans race, right? Because when you begin to transition, rather you are trying to be non-binary or go from one gender to the other, there is a transition that has to happen. There is a change of appearance, rather you want, like if you want to change your appearance, there is, you do get the lived experience if you are going from one binary to another.
Here's, you can absolutely be a head of a group and not be part of that group.
Yeah.
You can be the president of that group and not be a part of that group. You're not there for yourself. You're there for that group. And that group has a voice. And you're speaking on behalf of that group. And trying to get them heard. And get them seen. And recognized and, you know, all this stuff done. You have to do it by not claiming to be something you're not. Because you're just undermining everything you're doing.
Well, your movement loses integrity, and that set the entire movement back. So when it comes to Dolls All, she has a lot of politics to play in a thing like this. When it comes to Mr. London, Mix London, there's nothing really here except for a bunch of fame grabbing, really, and they're leaning into it super hard. It's very obvious if you look at any of their social media pages. They know they're a little fucking troll, and they're leaning into that.
They're
for fame.
In love with that one person that's in the band.
Changed their name to that,
and they've been stalking them, and changed their name to that. Now that's the whole reason that they want to be trans race and be core / Rian. Is disgusting.
And not only that, you're teaching people, kids,
you can just pick and choose from whatever the fuck you want. It's fine.
It's not.
As long as you're white.
God. God.
And with that, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. And we'll talk to you next time. Like, comment, subscribe, let us know. What's going on? What you doing? All that good stuff.
I'm taking a nap.
Catch you later. Bye.